As Queen once asked, can't we give ourselves one more chance? And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Welcome to episode 56 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm Pete, and sitting alongside me as always is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How are you tonight?
I have a cough.
You have a cough.
I'm trying not to cough. I'll try.
I'll try.
But I have wine.
You have wine. Yeah. What's in that bottle?
We have... really need to start bringing my glasses.
Would you like mine?
No, those are too hard. Too strong. Chateau Saint Roch.
R-O-C-H. I don't know. Is that Roque?
Roque.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Is that a Morissac? I don't know if that's the type of... What is this? It's really good. We had it for... Oh, I'm so not saying that word. Carabuccio?
That's pretty...
Carabuccio?
Carabuccio. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, okay. It's red. It's red.
It is red. It's
red.
Grenache and Carignan from France. Francais.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh.
I think it does. It says Morissac.
Yeah, it says Morissac. So very good. Very good. I might have a second glass tonight.
It is a darn good little wine.
It is.
And it went well with dinner.
Yes.
Which we posted your meal plan.
My meal plan.
As promised.
I thought it might be even funnier if you post my grocery list, because that would be even harder to decipher.
Well, next time we're going to do that.
We're going to put my grocery list?
Yeah. So people can see kind of the next step in the process. We don't want to give it all at once, but we ran a contest.
Yeah.
And, you know, have had PJ as the winner.
Yes.
To read and decipher.
And you thought she was wrong.
Well, because the word's wrong.
But that's like par for the course for me.
So what was the name of the dish again?
It's Parmesan chicken with a roasted garlic tomato mole.
Right. And you didn't write mole.
I wrote moles.
It reminds me of like an older person that says like Tylenols.
Tylenols.
And next it's going to be like the mole.
The mole. Yeah. You're like, is that an ampersand? I'm like, no, it's an S.
I thought it was an ampersand because it was like broccoli.
Yeah.
Because there was broccoli underneath.
Yeah. No, it's moles.
We posted a picture of that meal too. I think that came from
Banting.
Oh, that came from Professor Noakes.
Yes.
Book.
Yes.
What's it called? The Real Meal Revolution.
Real Meal. Yep. Came from Real Meal.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It was an old, brought us the old school this week. I brought back the original.
Get back to the roots.
So, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, let's do a little FMC rewind. What's going on? Views from the couch? Anything?
Views from the couch? I think I'm finally caught up on all my shows. Linda's very proud of me. Actually, I guess I have two more. But all my housewives were caught up on them. Still lots of yelling.
Shocking.
I know. Lots of trips. My below deck and my fascination with wanting a super yacht and having people wait on me is just becoming more and more of an obsession. It's not going to happen. I understand that, but I would just, they just look like they, like this last one, last charter, they brought their children along. And so they had like two little kids on this, and usually it's just adults, and all they do is drink and play in the water and stuff like that. So this time they had like little kids, and it was kind of funny because like everyone's going to bed at 9:30 because they have the little kids, and usually they're not going to bed till like 2:00. And so all the crew is like, "What do we do?" It's like 9:30, and we're done already. It's kind of odd, but
how is that a show?
Well, because there's drama.
Going to bed at 9:30, there's still drama.
But there's drama with the crew.
Oh. Are they hooking up?
this crew has not yet. Okay. They have not hooked up, but I think next episode they do.
All of them?
No, it's Bravo. It's not Cinemax. Can't do that. No, but there's like, well, they fired the bosun, who's like the head deckhand.
All right, so if you give me of the Love Boat characters, who would that be? Isaac's the bartender, so I know it's not him.
It's not Isaac.
It's Julie is the...
She's the cruise director.
She's the cruise director, okay.
I don't think you meet the bosun on the love boat.
So Captain Steubing...
Captain Steubing.
Wouldn't let the bosun be known.
Because they're like behind the scenes. They're the ones that are like putting all the toys in the water and, you know, they're doing maintenance on stuff and cleaning the decks and stuff like that. They're like the muscle.
Oh, I'm really disappointed. I wanted more Love Boat analogies.
I know. There is no Love Boat analogy. I don't think there's a Love Boat analogy with the bosun. But yeah, so he got fired. Well, he just wasn't good at his job. He didn't know how to delegate. Like when you're on a yacht, I mean, even when you're on a boat, like you know what you need to do. Like you need clear, otherwise people get hurt. So he wasn't giving clear instructions. And yeah. And then, so they fire the bosun. And then like 2 hours later, one of the stews, so basically someone called them like glorified housekeepers, but they're not. Like they're like the Julies. They're basically there to make sure they do the cleaning, but they're also there to entertain the guests, like make sure the guests are having fun. And like, she just quit. She said that they were being mean to her and it was kind of humorous, but.
Is the theme song as good as the Love Boat?
There is a theme song. No, of course not. No.
I kind of want to sing it right now, but I won't.
Please don't. So yeah. So I'm pretty caught up on all my shows. As far as training, my couch is feeling the love. I have not done any running. I have not done any walking. I've basically been a log on, like, just on my couch. And I have decided, I made the choice. I'm like, okay, so obviously I'm not an outside runner in the wintertime. Think we can accept that. I don't think anyone's surprised by it. So I do want to get back into at least doing my morning walks, if nothing else. And maybe throw a little run walk in the treadmill or something like that. But I do want to get back to doing my morning walks. So
aren't you missing your, because there's shows Kimmy, that you'll yeah, only watch on there. So
yeah,
aren't you
Kimmy
missing
Schmidt.
This?
Yes, I am missing because I kind of left her in the middle and she was going through some stuff and I feel like I've let her down because I'm not watching her and I won't watch her any time else except on the treadmill.
You know she's fictional, right?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay.
She really, no.
Well, we watched This Is Us, which just continues to amaze and get better and better and better.
And some revelations this week.
Yeah, this was a big week.
It was a big week.
I would love to talk about big time spoilers, though.
Big time spoilers.
And then you decided, since that wasn't emotional enough, that we would watch A Million Little Things.
Because it's so good.
It is very good. And I love James Rhoda. I think he should be in every show.
Yes.
I have really missed him since Psych.
Yes. And then Grimm. We like him, too. We don't know his name.
Right. That guy. And so... I asked, if you remember, that I had this diagnosis with depression. And, you know, is this the best idea to watch these shows back to back?
Well, you know, maybe it helps you see like, oh, okay, I'm not alone. Other people have these thoughts. This is how they deal with it. Not the suicide part. That part, we don't want that, obviously. It goes without saying, but no.
For anyone.
No.
But they do deal with depression on that show.
They do.
So it's been interesting.
It is. I mean, they deal with a lot. I mean, it's a heavy show. You got depression, you got breast cancer, someone that, this is probably a spoiler.
Yeah,
too
much spoiler.
But, Psych. I can't remember. Even though you just said his name, I don't know his name. I can't remember. I can't retain that stuff. But yeah, it's a great show. So yeah, I know. It's probably not the best choice. I recognize that.
Well, just not back to back.
But I really wanted to watch it. And then I made you watch two in a row. Didn't we watch two? We watched This Is Us because we were up late last night. We watched This Is Us. Then we watched One Million. And then I think I made you watch two A Million Little Things last night. No?
No. No, we went to, we found a comedy of some sort. I'm pretty sure.
I thought we watched two, but maybe not. That would be a lot of TV. I was up late.
That
would have
been 3 hours.
That would have been 3 hours. But they're only like 45 minutes. I really think we watched, I think I made you watch three depressing shows in one in a row.
I we did. Well, maybe. I just don't remember it. I blocked it out. So, well, I mean, and speaking of that, I mean, a lot of kind words and support after the last show. And yeah. I appreciate it because it's not, I'm trying to make light of it because that's how I cope with things.
Right.
I don't, you know, I don't find it, it's a real condition.
Right.
I mean, and it is impacting me. I mean, my training has been very, very difficult. It impacts me physically. It's sometimes tough to sleep. And, you know, I have been trying to figure out ways to explain it to you because mm-hmm. it's not about circumstances necessarily. It's,
right.
So, you know, I did this thing and I came up with an analogy and I don't know if it'll help anybody else, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, basically, it's pretend like you have a sprained ankle, and that ankle sometimes when you have it elevated, it's like in the perfect spot and it doesn't hurt and no big deal, right? It's there, but it's still sprained. And then the next day you do the exact same thing and you've got your leg elevated and it's perfect and it was like completely pain-free the day before, and that day it's throbbing. It just hurts like heck. Then you go and walk on it, and that exacerbates it. So, like, the walking or running right. would be, like, the circumstances, but the sprain is always there. Whether you feel good or not, whether it doesn't hurt or not, the sprain is constantly there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what this is. So, I mean, I could be in a situation where everything is, like, perfect, and I'm still just not happy. I'm, you know, I'm depressed at times. So I haven't dealt with that. This has been going on for a very, very long time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know. Like, I just figured, oh, this is life.
Right.
So, which was kind of what happened a little bit in A Million Little Things.
Right.
Last night. So yeah. It was kind of good to see it in a way, but it was pretty funny, though. So off the serious topic. But the training has been tough.
You've had a rough time.
I've had a rough time. This last Saturday was my first 14 miler was terrible.
Yeah.
The second one was okay.
Yeah.
I was tired still, but it was much more consistent. I felt better. But I'm just having trouble getting motivated to do things. And that's not like me.
Yeah.
That's normally kind of my escape and the things that I love to do. And I don't know if it's the condition. I don't know if it's the weather. Whatever it is. So, and, you know, I ran on a track indoors tonight and that was tough and I'll figure it out. So Annie and I have talked and, you know, we'll just adjust as needed.
Yeah.
But the miles, they're going to happen.
Well, they have to because we signed up. We bought airfare, hotel. I mean, there's a lot of money invested in this. So you're doing a marathon.
I'm doing the marathon. It's not about that. I will do that. It's about doing it and not and doing it well.
Yeah.
What was that song? Doing it well. Wasn't that a song?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Now I got to go Google.
Yeah, use the Googles.
I got to use the Google while we talk about another reason I feel I need to run. I'm super motivated by our teammates. So we haven't recorded since the Philadelphia Marathon.
We have not. We have not.
And we had two people in the Fox Den.
Yeah.
Coach Andy and Silver Fox. Kirsten and Kevin.
Kevin.
Both listeners.
Yes.
Both good friends.
Yes.
And both crushed that marathon.
That's awesome.
With PRs.
Yeah.
So big time PRs. And I'm super proud of them. They work hard and the work is paying off for them. So, I mean, as terrible as Kevin is, he still got the job done and is super motivational. So,
yeah.
We like to give each other.
But did he retire now? Is he retired? I saw him go out there again. He was running again.
Of course. You don't. I mean, just because you retire from. He said he was retiring from marathons, not running.
Oh. Well, why wouldn't you just retire from running? I don't understand.
It was LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. Nice.
And it's called Doing It.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So I was right.
You were right. You're right.
Look at that. My usually my 80s and 90s hip hop is pretty spot on. I can't remember.
You're solid.
I couldn't remember LL for a second there while on air. Poor LL. Go LL. He's good. I miss LL. He's been on with some of the. He had a show, right? Like one of those CBS shows, NCIS shows or something.
Yeah. Is he even movies too?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. So that was, I mean, a big thing. And the rest of this episode really is around an interview we did.
Yes.
With our friend Heather Bozovich, which you will learn is much, much more than just Rob's wife.
More than Rob's wife, for sure.
Really, what we should be saying is Rob...
Is Heather's wife.
Heather's wife? Heather's husband? I'll give him at least that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Heather's husband, yes. He'll be forever known as Heather's husband,
right.
I feel.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything else other than the fact that I want to let everybody know that if they come near our house, it's pretty much going to be Christmas music from here on out. And our daughter has the bug.
Yeah.
Big time. And so is that like hereditary? Because you love Christmas music. Yeah. I can't stand it.
I know. You turn on the car. I turned on my car today. My Hallmark channel was turned off.
Of course it is. Because that's not needed.
Yes.
So do you think it's like hereditary?
Because my mom loves nature or nurture? Well. My mom is a huge Christmas fanatic. And I think it's just like because growing up, Christmas was a big thing for us. I mean, my dad loves Christmas too. Like he's big in traditions and... You know, he might not decorate and all that wonderful stuff, but he loves the family time that's around it. And my mom's the same way. And so I'm
okay with all that.
I love the decorating. And my mom was all about the decorating. We used to go out and every year we would buy a new set of ornaments for our tree. And so I've continued that with Lily. Lily and I, we went out on Thanksgiving night. And we picked up many other things, but we picked up the new ornaments for our tree. So that's how I end up with so many ornaments because you buy.
And that's why we have to buy more and more trees?
No, I only have two trees. I've been very good about my trees. Now I have to buy new ones because either A, I'm buying really bad trees or B, I keep them on so long because I basically have them on almost all day because they're so pretty that they burn out. And so I basically I should do like rent a tree almost. But I try to get good deals on the trees that I replace. Because I had to replace. I had bad luck this year decorating. Like, it was just bad luck. Everything. And I'm brand new lights on my bows outside. Half of them was out. It's just, it's kind of annoying me. So I've given up. But we're all
You've given up?
On, you know, replacing bulbs for the year.
Well, until December 26th or?
Well, then I'll go shopping again. Try to hit the sales. And I try to hit the sales. I try to buy stuff on sale. So. Anyways, but yes, our
full
house
retail is for suckers.
Yes, our house is decked out for Christmas already. It was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Well, the outside was.
Inside, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything this year because I was cooking.
Right, which was great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we didn't talk about Thanksgiving, but it was great.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody had a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We had a wonderful one.
We did. The whole family here.
All right. Well, let's jump on over to this interview.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to head over to a special interview now with our friend Heather. Heather is a special guest because her spouse has been on the show,
yes.
Rob.
Yes.
And we got to meet up with them when Rob ran Chicago. Mm-hmm. And as much as I like Rob, I like Heather way more.
Of course.
and their little guy, Connor. I mean, just fantastic. So we wanted to get Heather on, get to talk to her and kind of get her perspective on a few things, and that's kind of the fun part of this. So, Heather, welcome to the Fat Man Chronicles.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I think the best way, besides, I mean, you don't want to be just known as Rob's wife, that's for sure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of who you are, what you do?
Sure. So I am obviously Rob's wife, and that's how I've gotten brought into this crazy world. But I did get to meet some nice people like you guys and actually have fun along the way, even though I complain about it. But day to day. I'm an attorney. I have my own practice. We live in a small town, and that's kind of what I do. And then, like you said, we have Connor. He's about a year and a half. And between those two things and Rob's craziness, that takes up most of our time.
You're an attorney. Did I need to get your permission?
To record? Should we have a waiver? Do we need to sign waivers here?
You're okay. I'll look the other way.
Okay, phew.
Awesome. So, you know, we know that Rob, you know, runs and stuff. Are you into any of those athletic endeavors? You do any of that stuff?
Not so much. I have done we have a funny story. Rob has always tried to get me into it, and I'm kind of a fair weather exerciser. As long as everything falls into place, I feel okay. I'm not too tired. I can't find another excuse. I'll do it.
Right.
But I nowhere near have the dedication of Rob. And he had signed me up for a triathlon out in Toledo one time. And I agreed to do it. However, I decided not to do any of the training for it. And him and my brother were both pretty convinced I was going to drown in the swim, because the only swimming I did was like two laps in a pool one time. And then we went out and it was an open water swim. And luckily for me, when Rob signed me up, he actually messed up and signed me up for the duathlon. So I didn't have to swim. And
so that's running and biking is the duathlon?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So it's a run, bike, run versus the swim, bike, run. And I like to rub it in that I am a first place duathlon winner because there was no one else in my age group. So
nice.
I did no training, didn't go into it, didn't care what happened, and
but
walked away with first place
it.
And robbed it. And so, yeah, so we were okay. But I've done one of those, and I did the New York City half marathon with him. So, so I've done a little bit, but
about a year and a half ago,
I went out on my own, and between going out on my own practice and then with Connor, I can't lie, I have struggled to find the time. But I will say every time he does a race, I get real revved up, like, I'm going to do it this time. And luckily, usually by the time we're home, that dies down.
But didn't you do like, I remember when we met together, you were talking about like he signed you up for, like, it sounds like he signs you up for stuff like a bike race or something like that, that was like uphill both ways or something.
Oh, he did. he just signs me up for stuff, so I can't say no anymore. We did two bike races. One of them wasn't a race. It was kind of a charity ride, but I mean, you guys know Rob, you've listened to him talk. So he's so into statistics and tracking himself. So the first one we ever did, I think it was a 15-mile bike ride, and it was out in this state park, and he was showing me the elevation on it. And I mean, I didn't really know what I was looking at. So to me, looking at the elevation, I just kind of was like, okay, when it ends, it ends. And we're doing all these, you know, downhills and going. And I said to him, I said, man, I'm so glad we're not doing this the other way. He looked at me, he said, this is an out and back. What are you talking about? And that was it. I was like, you never said that. And he said, I showed you everything. And I said, I don't know what you're saying. So, so we've done that, and we've done a couple bike rides. So I try. I think it might get a little easier sometimes to start. Connor's old enough, we take him behind on the bike. So we'll do biking and some things like that. But I do struggle to stick to a big plan for the bigger races. So maybe one day I'll give in and do a marathon, but we'll see.
I was just about to ask, like, what of the disciplines, like, do you like putting them together, like a triathlon, or do you prefer just one of those disciplines, or like, do you prefer a run or bike, or?
Yeah, I kind of tell Rob, I like the sprint triathlons. That's more my speed, because it's a little bit of everything. It's a nice time. It's easier to train for me. I can do shorter trains, you know, when you go out on these long runs, it's hard for me to find the time between my schedule to do them. And so I like the sprint triathlon, and I like changing it up a little bit. I get bored doing the same thing over and over. So I lean towards those.
Also,
and the trail running, I can't lie. After you did it and then we went out to that fire on the mountain, I told Rob, I'm really excited to actually try one.
That's awesome. I could see that. I mean, the trail run, it reminds me more of, I've never done a triathlon because I would drown. So that is not in the cards, but the trail run is fun because there's something going on with every step. Like, it's not boring.
Yeah.
At all.
You have to be watching where you're going and right. and stuff.
Right.
So.
And I just want to defend your choice not to do long runs, Heather, because they're stupid.
I think so too. I don't know. I could find something better to do with 5, 6, and in my case, it'd be like 7.5 hours.
Yeah,
so.
I agree with you. Like after, you know, my runs, they would get, you know, to like 45 minutes, 50 minutes. At that point, I'm like, all right, I'm just done. I just can't do this anymore. I'm bored. I'm with you on that one.
And I'm a run walker. I just better with a run walk. And that's why with the trail runs, Rob said, maybe you'll like it because you have those built in natural breaks.
Right.
And he said it kind of fits with your style. So I said those kind of after seeing them, they piqued my interest a little bit. If I was to get into something, I said maybe that would be it. So
careful. Yeah. He's going to sign you up for something now.
I know. I have to be careful what I say. He does. He'll run with it.
He does listen to this. Why? We're not sure.
I like block him from just this one.
Yeah, just delete it off his phone. It's fine.
Wait, no, after it downloads, please.
True.
We need the audience.
That's true.
That we would be down to 6. So it's really interesting to me because, you know, we've kind of talked a little bit about it. But, I mean, Rob, this last year especially, signed up for a lot of stuff. Right. And you talked about your schedule being packed, right? I mean, small town attorney, you're in practice, you're a mom of a toddler, I guess, that 18 months, right? That qualifies, toddler. Right? Toddler, toddler, who is awful cute and super active. So
it is. And Rob and I mean, we're in a small town and both of us have our own businesses. So we try to stay very involved in the community. So
How do you make time for his like long runs? I mean, so Pete is, you know, he's training for a marathon now. So Saturday mornings are his long runs. And so the last couple weeks, it's been 14 miles and he's gone for like at this point, he's gone for a little over 3 hours or so just because he drives someplace and stuff. I mean, it's hard on me and it's just beginning. Like you've been doing this for a long time. With Rob, like, how do you cope with that? I mean,
cope.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
No, I like that. It's kind of what it is, and I will say, you know, I'm fortunate at least during the week that Rob's able to usually do his runs either very early in the morning or during the day, and I'm very big on both of us when we get home, kind of have our dedicated 2 hours, you know, cell phones away. That's Connor time, family time, and big on that. And very rarely does he do runs in the evenings during the week if he can avoid it. So that's nice. That's been a compromise that's made it a little easier.
Yeah.
Rob's on that crazy, I think it's the Hansen plan where it's 6 days a week. So he usually has 2 long runs on the weekends. And I won't lie. I mean, it's usually a pretty big fight. Some weekends because it takes up most of the day and
right.
you know, now I'm dealing with like a napping schedule. So
yeah.
Rob kills my morning, the baby kills part of the afternoon and we're not left with much time. But the biggest thing for me was wrapping my head around the training schedule and understanding how long he was going to be gone. You know, in the beginning he would say it's an hour and a half run, but you know, it's a half hour to get ready for that run, you know. If you're driving somewhere, the drive, right. the getting back, the cool down, the shower, then in Rob's case, the 20 minutes to upload his data and check everything. So so an hour and a half turns into about a three and a half hour
ordeal.
Is
there like a power nap in there sometimes too? Like, you know, he just needs to decompress and like lay down for a few minutes and.
You know, the only thing I say, he is crazy. He has never been a napper. And it's like he gets back from runs and he's like more energetic than anything.
So that could be a downfall too then.
Which, yeah. So I mean, it's like I kind of want to take a break, but it's hard and it is challenging. And I think sometimes it's the struggle of trying to explain to him you're out for a run doing something you're enjoying for 3 hours. And even though you always like to be home with your kids, it's stressful. Especially when they're at the toddler stage, it's a go, 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 and you're always on and there's no time to kind of decompress. So our biggest thing is each being able to take a little time for ourselves. And since he does so much of the running, you know, I at least kind of say, hey, I need a half hour to myself and then that'll kind of get to it. But his favorite time, I'll be honest, is when I was pregnant because I was so exhausted on the weekends. I would just want to sleep. And then I'd want him out of my hair. So I'd say, can you go for a bike ride? Can you go for a run? And he was, you know, he's like, this is fantastic. You know, yeah, take me going. And so
he's like, any way to make that gestation period 20 months?
He would too.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. And that's what I try to explain it to him. And what works for best for us is just kind of talking the schedule out ahead of time. I'm not good with changes last minute. I like to know our plans and know what we're doing.
Yeah.
It obviously has a set schedule. So that's worked kind of well for us. But it's not easy. I don't think I would tolerate it as much if he was gone in the evenings during the week. I'd have a really tough time with that because there's a lot of nights I come home and, you know, I can't completely decompress and I've had a rough day, and you kind of just need that extra person here and an extra set of hands.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, you hit on something that seems like a key for most of life, which is communication, you know, kind of laying it out. I mean, I hadn't really thought about the fact that the schedule like needs a discussion, but it probably does. I mean, that's probably something that we're going to end up having to do more of. Does he like print it out, or is it just a talk? Like, do you see it? Does he share it with you like visually, or do you just kind of know?
We usually just talk about it. And at this point I kind of know, I'm used to him. The one thing that he does too, that's nice, is he'll say, you know, what do you have this weekend, or what do you want to do? And he's been very good about accommodating my schedule, or if we have activities or functions we're supposed to attend, he will change his run around them. So, you know, there's been times he's gotten up at, you know, 5 a.m. to go to get it out of the way because we need the whole day. There's times he's, you know, he said it's just when the baby goes down and I'll go down at that time. So he's, you know, and if that means not eating lunch, and I know how that messes with your fueling, you know, and kind of preparing and stuff, he'll kind of push that off to do it at times that work best for me. So I think it's that little bit of give and take too. We're communicating how long he has to be gone for, but also that he's going to do it, you know, not pick the worst time of the day and go do it. He's going to try to get it done when it works best for us.
Yeah. And the other piece of that too is, I mean, Rob's gotten faster, you know, as he's trained more. I mean, just in the, I don't know, just over a year, I think, about probably a year and a half that I've been listening to, you know, him on Endurance for Everyone and getting to know him, he's gotten significantly faster. So like compared to me, he's 25% faster, right? So that's a big deal too, because it's less time out on the road and, you know, easier to fit into. As you get faster, it gets easier to fit it into schedules, I guess is the point.
Right.
But when you're
absolutely
my speed, it does take quite a long time.
Well, Rob does a lot of travel. Like, he does a lot of races that aren't close to home, right? So you guys...
I think that's more recent. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, Heather. This year, it seemed like he had quite a few that he traveled for. But, like, Pittsburgh's not that far from him. So he did Pittsburgh, he did Chicago.
We're about 2.5 to 3 hours. Yeah, 2.5 to 3 hours from Pittsburgh. There's a small 5K locally that we do. And then there's a half marathon. He's actually doing it Sunday over at State College, where Penn State University is. And he does that. Other than that, we typically travel for all of his races.
So how's that with your schedule and, you know, Pete's brother, we've talked about, is a marathon, you know, marathon runner. He used to do a lot more back in the day. And his sister-in-law and I used to joke about, like, every vacation was centered around running. Do you feel the same? Like, is that kind of, or is it not so much?
Oh, absolutely. I can't say that we have taken a vacation that he has not either done a run completely. Most of them, there is a run, or he is searching to find a run to see if he can extend the vacation one way or the other, or what's close to do a race. I mean,
it sounds like Pete.
It's kind of crazy.
So it must be something in your guys' blood, I guess.
Yeah. This summer, I think we took the first trip that I take that back. He found, we were taking a trip and he found a triathlon in Harrisburg, and we went to Harrisburg and then up to Boston. So I think it's just so normal for me now that I don't think anything of it. My favorite is when he just did the Marine Corps marathon, and two of my best friends from college, who both have kids under the age of one, we all got together in Washington, D.C. One lives there, and they were gracious enough to tag along to go see Rob along the race route.
Uh-huh.
And it's so funny to me to just listen to people who've never really been to a race go like, is this really what you do all the time? Like, you do this by yourself? You just go stand and stare and wait
just
for
wait
them
and drive from one spot to the other?
Goes.
It'd be much better like
and
if
I,
there was...
I think that's something in...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to say, I think it would be better for spectators if there was like some sort of like a party bus where there's beverages and they just kind of drive you to good places to go look. That's like a good business model.
That would be good.
You know, you sign up with that when you sign
up. I think
that
should be your new idea.
And there we go. Side hustle. So should
I? I mean, there's the triathlon that I've told Rob because the spectating was so bad. I said, you're never doing it again. So it is a big deal. And I think that's something that he thankfully is kind of taken into consideration because it can be such an inconvenience and a headache that it's just frustrating.
Oh, that's an interesting part. I hadn't thought about that aspect of it, but the whole actual spectating part where you'll want to make sure that, you know, you're able to do that. What is going on over there with you?
Well, I think the kid's calling out.
Oh.
I think she's calling out. So
Heather and I are going to have a conversation while you go check on her.
Yeah, she's calling out. I have her on mute, so let me you guys continue on. I just looked down and like the little light indicator saying, "Hey, someone's talking in your kids' room." It's like going crazy. So I'll be right back.
Awesome.
Continue on. Great podcasting.
Yeah, it's typical for us. I could edit, but yeah, that's a lot of work. So I think what I'm hearing too.
I understand completely.
Yeah. Right. I think. I mean, we say we're going to be authentic and transparent, and so they get to see what happens at night. And I'm sure you're used to the same thing. So maybe I should not be trying to talk Rob to come to my first marathon there in Virginia.
In fairness, I did tell him, we actually just had the talk, I said, if you want to go down for Pete's first marathon, I will be on board for it.
Look at that.
I have found that it's a lot nicer when we get to the races and you know people, and as you get into it more, like for it to be your first marathon, like that's just something fun to see and get to be a part of with somebody.
Yeah.
I've learned to kind of, I don't know how to explain it other than once race day comes, it doesn't matter the tension that went on before for training, like spectators or your loved ones, whoever they're so vested in it, just like you. And I think that's something sometimes that's not recognized, is how much of, you know, they kind of realize and know how much you went through, and it means a lot to them too that you finish and they're there to support you and want you to do well. And like I said too, even when someone's doing their first race, it's really fun to see and be a part of.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, and to have somebody like Rob around would be fantastic. And, you know, Gretchen will be there. We'll be sans Michaela. So she will be, she might just be drinking a beer on the course for all I know while she watches, but, or maybe Bloody Mary. They're pretty early in the morning. So, but she'll be out there spectating.
Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah. Nothing. I'm not judging. I'm jealous. You know, I can't have one while I run. Well, I could, but it wouldn't.
Well, you could.
It would not go well. That I can't barely take.
Let's see how the race is going. You might need one.
You know, maybe like mile 22 might be a good pick me up. You know, finish. You just got any way to get over that line by that point for sure. And that's, I mean, it's interesting, right? Because I'm watching Rob. I'm watching all that he's doing. I know the type of dedication he's putting into training, and in terms of time, we're probably putting in a similar amount of time, but he's putting in more miles. But because of my pace, I'm probably out there just as long, maybe even longer. Because for me to do a 5 mile run, it's over an hour. And, you know, for him, that's probably closer to 45 minutes at this point. And 15 minutes doesn't sound like a long time, but it really is. I mean, and especially if you're, you know, got other things going on in life, got to get to work, or, you know, the kid needs something or what have you. I mean, that 15 minutes can be a big deal.
Right. And we're running into that now with it getting dark so early. You know, it's hard to squeeze in a run after work. Like you said, that 15 minutes is a big deal now.
Yeah. And the darkness, that's a really good point too. I mean, if you try to go early in the morning, you're running in the dark. If you try to go right after work, you're running in the dark. So it becomes a big challenge. Today, I went to an indoor track trying to get my run in just because I got a call from my boss when I was going to head outside, and by the time I was done, it's dark, and normally dark is not that big of a deal, but dark and icy, not a good combination. So, you know, I had to head over to an indoor track. So, hey, it looks like Gretchen's back. She got the kid calmed down. Oh, yeah? Nice. Because you took so long?
Mommy, you didn't hear me. Where were you? Why didn't you hear me? It was horrible. It's like, I'm so sorry, baby. I had you on mute.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I think this has been super helpful to kind of hear some of the tricks and techniques that you're using to support. And the part that you missed was that she's on board potentially with Rob coming in doing that marathon with me in Virginia.
Oh, very cool. We can spectate together.
Right.
It's nice to have someone there.
Yes, I agree. So, I agree. Michaela's only so
exciting.
And I think
for somebody, and I told Rob, I said what's hard sometimes too is what he doesn't realize. I said, Rob, you ran 26 miles and Chicago was my best example for him because I had Connor. And if you guys remember that day, it was pouring down rain and cold. And we tried to see him three times on the course, and I misread the trains of which one were handicap accessible. So there were quite a few times that I had, you know, Connor on my hip and hauling, you know, a stroller and not really knowing where I'm going through Chicago. I was like, I had a marathon of my own, and I didn't get a little medal or anything fun. But
Rob should have made you a medal.
But we should get spectator models. I think that's a great idea.
If you could encourage him to even get me like a spectator gift, I would be okay with that. It doesn't have to be a medal. It could be something.
We can make this happen. We can make this happen. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, I feel like that after sometimes. Like he put a day in, but it wasn't easy always spectating.
Yeah.
So you're fighting crowds and obnoxious people. It's tough sometimes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I mean.
But it's always fun. You get such a good energy around the marathons. I the distances I think are hard, but I will tell you as a spectator, the big races with the energy there, it's really kind of something neat to be a part of if you've never done it.
Agree.
To see like the first time we went to like New York, you just couldn't even explain it to anybody. And his mom had gone with us the second time, and I was trying to tell her what was going to happen, and she's kind of looking at me like I'm crazy. And then you get out there, and it's four or five people deep, and just cheering and yelling and. It's just kind of fun to be a part of. Chicago was actually, for the weather and everything, I was shocked at how well the spectators were and how it was a very nice race. I actually, if Pete didn't message you, Pete, about the lottery, that's his big thing tonight, was whether or not he put in for the lottery.
I put in. So I said I'm secretly hoping I don't get in.
Watch, you probably will.
But I did put in for it.
I told him I love Chicago and it was a good race. I said I'd go back again. I said you guys are there to visit. I said it was a fun race. So I told him he could put in for it. So we'll see if Rob has that luck though. He gets into every lottery, I swear. So, that or he tells me it's a lottery and it's not and he just signs up. I haven't figured out which way it goes yet.
Yeah, the Chicago's definitely a lottery. And you're right. The crowds, I've never been to the New York Marathon, but the Chicago Marathon I've watched. I don't know, a lot of years.
Many, yeah.
12 or 15 times probably I've been out there, and it's phenomenal. And you do get the bug. Like, it makes you want to be out there and with people. Well, not Gretchen, but...
No. There's no bug of, oh, I wish I could run. No. I don't get that bug.
But it is a lot of energy.
It is.
And well, I always laugh at one of... Yeah.
That'll be different.
One of the first races I know my father ever went to watch with Rob, it was you know, it was towards the end and a lot of people, they are just barely crossing the finish line in pain. And he's like, I don't understand why anybody does this to himself. And I was like, you get there, you understand it.
Just close your eyes, if you're there. That'll be me.
He'll be crawling over the...
See, it doesn't bother me. I know what it was like. But it's when we did the New York City half, it was just the two of us and we ran it together. And I told Rob, I was like, it wasn't as exciting because like I'm always there watching you at the finish cheering. And usually we have other like friends or family who came. And I was like, nobody was there at the end of that race. Like, sorry, it wasn't as much fun. You weren't like... You weren't there. You were yelling at me to hurry up and finish. But maybe I'll have to do another one and make him a spectator so he can truly understand.
There you go.
What it's like.
Careful. He's going to sign you up again. Now you're doing a trail and another half.
I know.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I commend you.
I will tell you that honestly, who got me into the trail running is Karen, who got you into it.
Yeah.
So. Would you listen to her? I mean, I was thankful I didn't really know her that well because if she would have asked me, I would have had to say yes. I couldn't have said no. But, you know, watching her and a friend of ours from town went down and did it with Rob too. And it was just that kind of got me hooked on it. And listening to Karen kind of talk about the different ones that she did, I just found it fascinating. So.
Were you able to see them on a couple of parts of the course?
We didn't. I had gone down and Rob's mom and aunt actually came so they could spend a little bit of time with Connor. So we kind of stayed out of town where the race was, stayed in town there for a little bit. And then we just went up for the end. And Rob... There was only one place we could have caught him, but it was about 25 minutes out of town to get to the race, so it would have been hard to get there, and then they still had about another 4 hours after we would have saw him, and that's too much with Connor right now to do. So, and that was one of my hard adjustments, is I used to go all over the courses with Rob and see him when it was just me because it wasn't a big deal, but now it's a lot harder to try to plan, you know, where to see him and then the distance between the miles, how long it's going to take him, and if I can have a toddler who will cooperate for that long.
That's worth
it. We only got to see him. Yeah, we only saw him at the end, but it was really neat. So
that's the hard part with him getting faster, though, too, is like you're losing that time in between to get from one spot to the other.
And I used to have it down like to 2 minutes within that. Like, I know exactly this mile. This is where he's going to be. This is his pace. And now when he's at this faster pace, you're right, it's tough, it throws me off. Thankfully they're getting so much better at the apps, they're a little more accurate to track now.
Yeah,
so that's a little bit of an advantage, but it's like his triathlons, I'm still pretty good on those. I know exactly when he's coming back in, you know, into transition and leaving those I can get pretty good still, because he's been fairly consistent at those now. But the marathons he throws me off on. But I will tell you, as hard of a time as I ever gave him about the marathon in Chicago, we saw you guys the day before the marathon, but the day of the marathon, I was trying to get to the finish and I was having trouble getting to a spot where I could fit the stroller in and stop. And I was kind of running along the sidewalk as he was like running in the last mile. And I was so upset because he was going to get his PR and break his four, which was such a big deal for him. And I missed him on that last mile and I was like devastated over it. And you know, he's so happy after his race and I'm like all bummed out because it was just such a big moment and I felt like we had gone through so much that I felt bad missing it, but that happened. I was there in spirit.
Exactly.
Well, next year if he gets in, we have a pretty good set pattern that we can help you with, where my brother's lightning fast now. I mean, he's a sub-3 marathoner now, but when he was right around Rob's pace, we had a really good pattern where we could see him in four spots on the course, and then not quite at the finish, but pretty close, you know, right before what we affectionately call Mount Roosevelt, where they kind of turn and there's that little bit of uphill before the finish. So yeah, we'll definitely, if he gets in, we'll be of some help, I think, this time, now that I understand what pace that he's at, which I think is just fantastic. I mean, he could basically, what I'm going to try to do in Virginia, he could almost walk.
So. See, and that's the only thing I tell him about training with him is he's gotten so fast that now he'll call me his cool. Like when we used to train together, I would be his cool down part of his run. And I was like, Rob, that's insulting because this is as fast as I can go. You know, at his cool down, just taking a little stroll. You know, I can barely breathe. I just want to fall over, but that's okay.
I understand that.
Hey, slow and steady. That's what they always say.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hopefully, you know, you find something, you know, that you want to do, maybe a trail, and we can all get together again. I think that would be something to travel for.
We could come and cheer you on.
Absolutely. I need a fan club just one time.
We can do that.
Now you guys can do it along with me. That's a little bit easier.
Just Gretchen.
No, absolutely.
Don't be signing me up for stuff now.
You still only a half marathon.
Recap of when you guys went down to the and did the trail run, and I was like, man, I would have done that with Gretchen.
Well, you guys were off with Rob running a marathon.
I know.
Yeah.
I said, Rob, why'd you pick the marathon? That sounded like more fun.
It was fun.
Now, he did tell me as of right now, Chicago's the big race right now for next year if he gets in. So we'll see how many he adds on that calendar. And I'm assuming Virginia will be on that calendar. So,
well, I think he might want to hit
more races than we ever planned.
Yeah, I think he might want to hit some trails too. So after Fire in the Mountain, it sounded like he really enjoyed that too. So we could always try to follow Karen around, but none of us have that much time. That woman races all the time, it seems like. All right. Well, we should probably wrap it up. We really appreciate you coming on. I got a lot of good insights and actually some tips on kind of how to help navigate this as I get more and more into it. And hopefully other people picked up if they've got a nutball spouse or partner, how to kind of navigate through some of that stuff. So thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, and hopefully we'll see you guys in March and have a good time.
Sounds great. See you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Well, we can't thank Heather enough for coming on. I really enjoyed it and got a lot out of it.
Yes.
I think it's pretty important to learn that there's another side to this training thing, and I hadn't thought about good spectating. I hadn't thought about, you know, the discussion ahead of time. So we're kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's awesome.
And we didn't need to talk over as much as I did. With Skype, it's tough because we don't have the video on. And, you know, I know Heather a little bit from meeting her once, but I don't know her speaking patterns as much. So sometimes it's difficult. So
we're sorry for that.
I apologize if I stepped over her too much. But that's it. Thank you. You've been listening to episode 56 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories. And facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. Our website is fatmanchronicles.com. I might start blogging soon. I think that's going to be part of my New Year's resolution.
There you go. Oh, God, you're going to make me do that again, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You should be thinking of your one word and some goals for the new year. 2019 is our year.
Oh, boy.
Also, if you could subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, and if you are on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and review. Really, that's the gift that you could give us. That's how people, you know, do come more across the show. We've got, I think, 35 reviews. We've been stuck there for a little while. That's pretty good, though, for an audience our size.
Yeah.
I know much bigger podcasts than only have right around this. So we appreciate it if you could get out there and leave us a rating and review. And I am going to work, I think next week I've got it on my calendar, to work on some new swag just in time for the holiday season.
Yes.
I should have been doing that 2 months ago, but that's all right. And as always, we want to thank our current patrons, and you can always become one. Amy, John, Rob, Christine, Linda, and Julie. We really appreciate it. That's about it. Let's wrap it up. Get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding.
was unsure, and I was really.